Greetings, everybody, and hopefully everybody had a wonderful Passover last evening. I found it very meaningful for my wife and I in our configuration, and I know that everybody else did too. Very good messages and so on and so forth. Very special time of year as well. Want to go into this sermonette, brethren, and give you the title for it. It's simply the power of Passover. The power of Passover. Brethren, there are things that are connected with Passover that imply power. And when we talk about power, brethren, in the church of God or among God's people, we're talking about something very special, aren't we? We're not talking about physical power, you know, the things that you see out in the world. Maybe construction workers working on a construction site using dynamite, which is a pretty powerful source. We're talking about spiritual power. We really are. We need to really get that in our minds, brethren, as God's people, because we are interfacing with something so special, so privileged, that I think it would just astound us if we really understood it to its full understanding. Now, right at this time, brethren, our elder brother, Jesus Christ, is doing something. Well, actually, he's probably doing many things. But one thing in particular that he has been given as the responsibility of his Father, and it's all tied to the fact that he was successful in the Passover. The success of the Passover story allows certain things to happen. And one of them, brethren, is the continuation of life. Now, if you read, I'm not going to go there, I don't have a lot of time, but if you read in Hebrews, the first chapter and verse 3, powerful, powerful scripture. I'll just quote it. It says, basically, Jesus Christ at this present time, it says he upholds all things by the word of his power. Kind of sends chills and goosebumps up and down your spine, doesn't it, brother? Look up in the heavens. Look up in the heavens. Look up into the universe. The all things that he's talking about is the physical creation, which includes the entire universe. And God Almighty, because of the success of the Passover, Christ successfully fulfilling his mission on this earth, what did he do? He said he gave him to uphold all things by the word of his power from the third heaven, where he sits at the right hand of the Father on or beside hit the Father. Powerful stuff, brethren. Do you realize if he had have failed, the universe would have had no purpose. The earth would have had no ongoing purpose. Because the ultimate purpose, again, is God is reproducing himself. If he had have failed on that incredible night, almost 2,000 years ago, as Mr. Haycoop mentioned in his message and Mr. Goss, if he'd have failed, what would have been the point of continuing? The whole plan of salvation would have failed. And so that is power, brethren. That's real power. But there are other bits and pieces to this whole concept of power that we can add into the success of Jesus Christ's passion, as they call it, the passion of the Passover, the passion of his purpose, the passion of his calling, why he wanted to do it anyways. You know, every time I think about it, brethren, and you read these stories, maybe you go on the internet and you get a sense of what he actually went through. He knew he was going to go through something so grotesque, so horrific. It had to have been the worst pain and suffering that any human being ever experienced in the history of mankind, but he willingly did it. I can't imagine what that was like. I just can't. It almost horrifies me, to tell you the truth. It almost turns my stomach to think about it. But that's how great he is. He is the literal Son of God, the mediator between mankind and God the Father, to bring us to salvation. And he made a huge step forward in that on the Passover, brethren. And then you start to tie these things together with the night to be much remembered, which is coming up this evening. The empowerment of this whole plan going forward and typified by the night to be much remembered, because that, remember, brethren, is coming out of sin. It's a beginning of coming out of sin, a new way of life, so that we can develop the character that God wants us to develop, so we can be born into that ultimate kingdom of God. Incredible. I want to go very quickly, brethren, to a few scriptures here. I'm not going to go more than three, by the way. That's a rule. In case you don't know, brethren, it's a general rule of thumb. When you give a sermonette, you stick to three scriptures. So that's what we try to do, because it has to be short and concise and to the point. But anyway, let's go to Psalms 103, and I think you'll be familiar with this scripture. Because another aspect of the power of Passover, a huge element of it, is God heals. He does. And oh, don't we need that, brethren. In our time, in our day and age, we are a degenerate generation coming up to the second coming of Christ. We are experiencing a degeneration that's taken place since Adam. And each succeeding generation, some people say, well, you just get weaker and weaker, less of that natural vitality. You're fighting it. And plus all of the pollution, of course, that you see, the pollution, the polluted environment, the poor foods, and so on and so forth. We're struggling to stay healthy, to say the least. And that, brethren, really shows why desperately we need Christ's sacrifice, the part of it that applies to us physically, to strengthen us, to give us the power physically to continue in this mission that he has extended to us. Psalms 103, verse 3. Look at this. Who forgives all of your iniquities? Stop right there, brethren. What did you just read? He is saying that sacrifice eliminates all of our sins so that we can stand before him. It was only 99% of the sins. It wouldn't work, would it? It has to be 100%. 100%. And he did it. And we go to him. And through that, we can have life. It's the only way. The only way. There's no other way. Nowhere named under heaven whereby we may be saved. Of course, you know that scripture. Now, let's read the second part, which is associated with what we just read. Forgives all our sins. What else does it say? Who heals all of our diseases. Now, brethren, you and I know very well, some have died in the faith. Some have died from physical illnesses. So is God a liar? Is he not telling the truth? How do you understand that verse? I'm not going to go there, brethren, but it says that in James, the fifth chapter, which is a chapter about healing, divine healing, we call it, because it's a miracle. Anything less than a miracle is not divine healing. It is a suspension of the physical laws by divine power. That's what it is. But here he says, he heals all of our diseases. Well, I've got some diseases that haven't been healed. I'm sure you do too. Not quite yet. But brethren, ultimately, if you read James the fifth chapter, I'm not going to go there, but it's James 5 verse 15. It says that God Almighty, when he heals somebody, he raises us up. He says, I will raise him up. Now, brethren, there's a duality in that particular statement, because being raised up is very similar to being raised from the dead. And that ultimately is what we are going to experience through the power of Passover. We will be raised from the dead. Brethren, that is the ultimate healing. The Apostle Paul had a few illnesses that God hadn't healed him of in this present life. But he is going to come up in a resurrection, and he is going to be completely and totally healed and a spirit being. That, brethren, is the ultimate healing, and that generally is what he's talking about. Jeremiah, the 17th chapter. Let's read another verse here, brethren, very quickly. I'm running out of time. But Jeremiah 17, we read, again, you're probably there before me, but anyway, Jeremiah 17, verse 4. Okay, just a minute. I think I have the wrong one. I'm sorry about that. Jeremiah 17 verse 14, sorry. Jeremiah 17 verse 14, it says, "Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed." But what's that connected with, brethren? Last part of that verse, it says, "Save me, and I shall be saved." Well, we're going to be saved. We know that. We believe that, brethren. But we're also going to be healed. And sometimes in the intervening time, we are healed. No question about it. Powerful, powerful stuff. Jesus Christ, brethren, has empowered us as human beings to succeed in our mission and ultimately to experience that ultimate healing, which is being born into the family of God. Brethren, the power of Passover, that's just scratching the surface. We could do an in-depth study into it, brethren, and be overwhelmed by the power that is accessible to the people of God.